Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? How was your week? I had my first set of doubleheaders this past weekend. And so hence is 'tis the season of baseball. And I probably, and I'll try not to bore you with all of my baseball speak, but I always say, if you want to find me anywhere on the weekends from probably starting now till July, you'll find me on a baseball field. But I'm also excited. I get to go to a mastermind retreat this weekend in Virginia Beach, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I get to meet and work with some incredible humans over the weekend. So I'm really excited about that. And as I was thinking about this podcast, I was also thinking that I am really honored to get to work with some amazing clients. They are all wicked smart and super successful, and most of them actually are entrepreneurs. A lot of them are dentists. They manage and they lead teams. And I've been asked several times, how did I get involved in the dental space? And I like to say that dentistry picked me. After I quit corporate and launched my coaching business, one of my very first clients as a full-time coach was a dentist. And now they're not really all that different from other people, but just like in their own industry, they have some distinct characteristics. For starters, they went to school to be a dentist, right? And yet, they're expected to be entrepreneurs and business owners and marketing gurus and leaders of teams and do dentistry. Not to mention have families and other obligations, and the overwhelm and the burnout is real. Add to that, the science of dentistry is very exacting. Like, think about it, to get it right or wrong in the op chair is a fraction of millimeters. It is a very perfecting science. And so when they take that same perfecting science and they take it out into the world, right, where perfection is unattainable, it can be incredibly debilitating, not only in their own psyche, but in relationships and their well-being. And this is the work that I do in high performance. Those who are trying to gain and create greater abundance and joy and love and connection and contributions in their life. But sometimes getting to that next level of success is difficult. They've got their own bad habits and their own fears and their own judgments, and they've dealt with a lot of difficulties in their life, just like we all have. But for my clients, they're just looking for that new edge. They're looking for that next level. They are looking for some strategies and some habits and some things that they can do on a daily or weekly basis to really transform the quality of their life. So I thought I would just take our time together to share what we have learned about the secrets of the world's most successful people. I think I named this podcast like the performance edge or something. I never remember what I name it, but the performance edge. So how do you get it? Well, you get it by studying the world's most successful people and how they have it, right? And so what I want to teach you today is based on one of the world's largest studies of high performers. And what I want to talk to you about is the science the actual science of high performance. So let's get into it. The study was conducted by one of my very favorites in the personal development industry. His name is Brendon Burchard, and he is the CEO of the High Performance Institute. It's where I got my coaching certification from, one of them. And he's written many, many books. And one of his books was called High Performance Habits. But my very favorite book of his that he has, if you haven't read it, get it, please. It's called The Motivation Manifesto. It's one of my very favorites. I think he says that at one point in time, Oprah Winfrey had it on her, by her bedside. So it's probably a significant book, not just because I say so, clearly. But anyway, he wrote a book around the high performance habits. And he also is a New York Times bestselling author. Like I said, he's the CEO of the High Performance Institute. He's got millions of fans and millions of video views. And he's one of my inspirations in the personal and professional development space. I could go on and on about him, but I share with you this because obviously these results helped him get on the cover of Success Magazine, and the research is real. And while doing and studying this, he conducted this research that was answering a couple of these common questions, right? Why is it that some individuals and teams succeed more quickly than others? And how do they sustain that success over the long term? That was one of the questions that they were looking to answer. The other questions were, of those, right, who pull it off, why are some miserable and others happy on their journey? Right? I'm sure you know some people who succeed, but they're jerks, or other people who are truly grateful, right? And so what motivates people to reach for high levels of success in the first place? And what kind of habits and training and support help them continue and improve? And this is what began the study. So people were trying to figure this out in the psychology of what they call performance psychology. And it's where Brendon focused a lot of his career time to really answer and solve. And so what they did was they went out and they conducted global surveys. They structured one-on-one interviews. They ran a bunch of data analytics from over a million high performance indicator assessment data points. So they have assessment data points, and they ran algorithms and data points around it. Not only just a million one-on-ones, but 300,000 organizational employees in their partner organizations that also participated in the study. They had coaching insights from, 3,000 performance coaching sessions, and then they had empirical results as well. And they really wanted to see what habits are they deliberate, right? They looked through, I think it was like 100 performance variables that they looked at, and they looked at the habits, and they wanted to see, can we actually witness what makes someone successful, right? Which habits of these are deliberate? Meaning, are the people who are successful doing these habits on purpose, and can we observe it? Are the habits malleable? Are they, meaning, they can change and people can improve upon them, right? Because if you can train on these habits and you can cultivate them for yourself, think about what we could do and what we could teach other people in order to have that level of success, that level of progress, that level of momentum in their life. So of the 100 different performance variables, they identified 6 habits that mattered the most when we talk about long-term sex success. And these were commonly called the high performance habits. They found that in person's personal life, okay, the ones that had the most success, high performers, right, had clarity. They consistently sought clarity about who they were and what they wanted to achieve. They also had and generated energy sufficient enough to succeed and to excel and to do the things that they wanted to do. They also had to raise their own necessity, which is just a way of saying that they had to make sure that they were constantly raising the bar of their own motivation. They had to know their why and really go after it. They had to make success necessary. And in their social lives, they were being very productive in their careers and their projects or the fields that mattered the most for them. They developed influence with other people around them, and they had to demonstrate courage. And this was like the big picture of what they found out. But of course, they had to define it and go deeper. So they basically found that high performance can be defined this way. It's about succeeding beyond standard norms. So first, you have to know where you are, right? And what it would mean to succeed beyond where you are at now. Consistently, over the long term, means that high performers were very consistent in their behaviors and their habits over the long term. And while they were succeeding, right, they maintained well-being and positive relationships, okay? And if you're somebody who thinks, I have to succeed, or in order to succeed, I have to compromise my health and my relationships, it's just not true. And so here's what they basically said high performance felt like. This is what high performers reported. They said that they feel fully engaged in what they're doing, and they have a lot of joy, and they bring a lot of joy to what they're doing, and they have confidence. And all that really just comes from giving their absolute best. And I know you know this. I know if you're listening to me, you know this. Because when you feel like you're giving your absolute best, I bet you feel like you're engaged in the moment, right? You're having fun. You're confident in who you are. So the question then becomes, of course, how do you get there? So let's talk about that for just a minute. The findings are not what most people think, right? They found that high performance is not correlated strongly anyway with age. So anyone that offers me, I'm too young for that, or I'm too old for that, I tell them, no, you're not. Not according to the study. It's not correlated with gender, okay? So doesn't matter. It's not correlated with nationality. It's not even correlated with intelligence. And yet, how many of us are waiting to go after our dream? We're waiting to have more competency, more intelligence, okay? I know that was me for sure. It's not correlated based on personality. A lot of people will be like, oh, no. You don't get it. You're not an introvert like I am. That's not available for me. Or I'm too this, or I'm too that. It's high performance, and having the success of high performance isn't correlated with any of that. Okay. Again, not age, gender, nationality, intelligence, personality. It's not correlated with, you know, creativity. It's not correlated with empathy, years of experience. It's not correlated with how wealthy they are, or whether they grew up in poverty or not. And it, again, it doesn't mean that these things weren't important, and it didn't mean that these things don't obviously affect people's lives and their personality and to some extent their success. It just means that they weren't as strongly correlated with long-term success as other things. And I think that's really important to know. Because, as I said, in order to get to high performance, right, we have to understand that we self-impose a lot of limitations on ourselves, right? When we start talking about that, people will be like, well, I'm not creative, right? Or I'm not smart enough, or I don't have these strengths. Or like I said before, I'm an introvert, or nobody knows me for doing it that way. Or I've only been doing this for X amount of years, right? Or I don't get paid enough. Or like I said, again, I'm too old. And all those things end up not really being that important when it comes to reaching the next success. Meaning all those things can actually be overcome even if you were to identify them as a deficit, as a deficiency, even if, because there are other things that lead to high performance, like those habits that we just talked about. But so often people think it's just about their strength. So I want to cover that too, because it's not all about the strength. I mean, you can have all the strengths in the world, but without the right habits, you might not get anything done. But good news, right? High performers also don't report working on their strengths any more than other people do. The question they ask is less often, who am I? And what am I good at? And more often, they ask, what is required to be of service here, right? So they're not asking, or at least they're asking it far less often, who am I and what am I good at? Instead, they ask, what is required of me to be of better service? And how can I grow into that or lead others to deliver that service? And so this is super important for you right now. And you might even write that down, right? Because your next level begins not with saying, what am I good at? Or where am I from? Or how was I born? Or any of the other attributes that I mentioned before that don't strongly correlate, but instead ask, what's required of me to serve at the next level? And how can I grow into that? And I know that's why you're here. And I celebrate you for being here, because listen, the question you're asking is really intelligent, which is, how can I grow into the next level of service? You're not just asking yourself, how can I do what I've been doing? Or what am I good at? The question is, what is necessary for you to succeed at the next level? And that is why you're here. So I appreciate that and I celebrate you. So with all of this research behind us, right, the question still remains, well, so what? The real questions, once you know all that research, still revert to these types of questions. How did high performers actually get that way? How did they develop those habits in the first place? And how do they keep growing and succeeding over the long term? And the answers of what high performance did is they sought breakthroughs, training, and coaching in six critical areas. And I've talked about them before on the podcast, but they're the six high performance pillars. And so they master these areas. How do you get from where you are to where you want to go? Again, it's by mastering these pillars of high performance, right? The number one pillar is psychology, your mindset, how you think. It's your thoughts, feelings, actions, and why you do those things. It's your behaviors, okay? It's also physiology. It's about making sure that you have the energy physically and you're taking care of your physical body and health to be able to perform at your top levels, to be able to serve in the way that you want to serve. It's also about being productive and mastering this area of productivity. It's about mastering the area of people, So developing the people skills that you need to do in order to get people to believe in you, buy from you, support you, invest you. It's also about mastering your purpose, understanding what really brings you alive and staying on track. And the last pillar is presence. It's about showing up in full presence every single day as your best self, responsible for your attitude, responsible for the energy that you bring to a room. And I'm so passionate about these pillars, and I'm so passionate about these habits because I've seen firsthand how they affect and transform like my clients' life, but I had to go through as a client. And then and then you get offered to be certified. And the transformation and just cultivate, even just an awareness of what these habits are transformative. And the pillars and mastering these pillars are required in order to really ascertain the habits that are being asked about. And so I decided that I was going to do a webinar really diving into each of these areas. Okay. And I want you to be there. I want you to join me. So it's Friday the 7th, April 7th. We're going to have it at 1 o'clock on Central Standard Time. If you want to get on the wait list, so you make sure that you get all of the emails and the Zoom link, look at my show notes because they'll be in there. But I wanted to give you a flavor of what high performers are asking themselves, what they're working on, so that you can get your breakthrough. We're going to do a deeper dive into mastering your psychology, right? Remember, mindset, thoughts, behaviors, actions, feelings, your physiology, whether you have the ability to cultivate and summon your energy. We're talking about productivity, whether or not we are using the tools and the strategies in order to produce what I truly believe is the best thing that you could possibly produce in this life, which is the very best version of you. People skills, like cultivating and understanding. I think for me, when I went through this as a client, the habit of courage and the habit of influence were life-changing. To be able to have more influence with the people that you know, like, trust, want to try to inspire is everything. If you have no influence, it's really hard for you to have any impact. And so really being able to understand what true influence looks like, and courage. Oh my goodness. Courage was probably one of my very favorite habits to kind of really work on. And it's probably the hardest one for me. I am a people pleaser by trade, a former people pleaser by trade. I want to throw that out of the universe, right? And it requires a lot of courage to not want to please everybody, to want to not be, or to be okay with people not liking you. That requires a lot of courage. Okay. So those are the topics that we're going to talk about. We're going to master and learn and discover those six pillars. We're going to talk about the questions, like I mentioned, that they ask. They have, high performers have really deep dive conversations with influencers and coaches and people around them to identify and make sure that they're headed in the right direction. And they're clear, like with clarity. This is where clarity as a habit comes in. They're clear on where they should quit something versus stick with it, because they have mastered that. They've mastered that ability to align with their purpose. So if you're in a place right now where you're saying to yourself, I don't know, right? You guys know that if you've worked with me for a while, I don't know is just a lie, you know, right? But if you're second guessing, if you're doubting yourself, it's important that you get some clarity around it. And whether or not it's with me or whether or not it's with this webinar that I'm going to host on Friday the 7th at 1, or you get a mentor or somebody else, it's important that you get it. I believe that whenever we're lacking clarity, we need a coach. We just need to talk to somebody, somebody that can guide us through connecting our purpose with how we think, with how we approach our day, with how we interact with other people, with how we show up. And that's one of my favorite things to do as a high performance coach, because I want to help you figure out what makes you feel fully alive. I want to enroll you into your potential. And I know that our best potential is available to us to choose when we have clarity, the first habit, when we have energy, the second habit, when we have courage and influence and productivity and necessity. These are all of the habits. And you wouldn't think that they were habits. Most people don't consider them to be habits. Most people think about habits as making our bed and brushing our teeth and eating 80-20 or intermittent fasting or drinking enough water. And again, we're taking all of this work to a different level. We all know those habits, right? We're all doing those things to some extent. This next level is available to you, right? It's available to you because I want more for each and every one of us. I want us to have the success and the well-being and the amazing, wonderful relationships that we can have, but we can't have when we're burned out. I want to give you these tools because I want you to feel alive in your life again so that you can truly give. Right? Not the act of giving because you feel obligated, but having a purpose and being a generous soul that allows you to give with the full power because you're aligned with what is true for you, that you're living your highest and best self, that you are on purpose for who you are, and you know where you want to go. And again, sometimes we just need somebody keeping you accountable for that. I know I'll always need somebody keeping me accountable for that, because I know my coach is always on the other side of that next level for me. So I would love to have you in on that webinar. It's free. Again, just sign up. It's in the show notes. If you can't find it, I am me. Find me on social. If you're in my Mondays with me already, my newsletter that gets sent out every Monday, I'll share that. So look for messaging from me in there. But I want to invite you to consider this. If there is any part of you right now that's like, huh, I wonder if there is another level for me. I wonder if there is another level of cultivating some habits that would bring me more peace, that would bring me more joy, that would bring me more aliveness, that would bring me a higher sense of fulfillment. Yes, I'm in for that. I'm raising my hand. Let's go. I want to see you there. If it's not for you, if it's not the right time, it doesn't matter. I love you anyway. I think you're awesome as well. But don't dismiss the nudge. Don't dismiss that thing, that little whisper that's just like, huh, I wonder what this is. And allow your life to be a curriculum for which you learn by. That's what all this stuff is anyway. That's all personal development is. It's a discovery, an understanding, so that we make better decisions, we have higher levels of performance, and we have a better sense of fulfillment and aliveness and purpose. And I just would invite you to join me for that webinar. Anyway, that's the performance edge, my friend. We get to master these pillars of high performance and we get to cultivate the habits. And it's so much fun. It's the funnest work that I have done. So I hope you'll join me in there. I hope you have an amazing and awesome rest of your day. And I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.